This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 8 international peacekeepers, including 6 Americans, were killed today when a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a routine mission in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, according to Israeli and Egyptian officials. The multinational force and observers, a group that monitors the 1979 Israeli-Egyptian peace accord and owned the aircraft, reported that the 2 additional victims were French and Czech. The MFO declined to release the names of the dead pending the notification of their families. A 9th crew member, also an American, was badly injured in the crash and was subsequently airlifted to an Israeli hospital. Tension seems to be emerging between the current White House and the nation's military chiefs. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
America's top military officer is sending an unmistakable message amid turmoil at the Pentagon, where President Trump this week fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper and installed 3 loyalists to top jobs. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says the U.S. military is unique.
We do not take an oath to an individual,
but rather to the Constitution.
The moral North Star. For all of us in uniform.
The president's Pentagon shakeup has raised fears about what may come next, and in the most extreme scenario, whether he may try to enlist military help to stay in power. Milley said yesterday the military exists not to be a political pawn, but to serve the Constitution and democracy itself.
Protect and defend that document. Regardless of personal price.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Christmas this year looms largely for businesses, and the happiest time of the year brings no shortage of COVID-related challenges. FedEx Executive Vice President Bree Carrare says stores are pushing customers to buy early while expanding services like curbside pickup. This is VOA News. The United States set another single-day record for the number of COVID-19 infections yesterday. Data compiled by the COVID Tracking Project shows more than 144,000 new cases were reported across the U.S., surpassing the more than 136,000 new cases recorded just the day before. United States Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
This is a red alert and all hands on deck, but it should have been a long time ago. The president and the Republicans in Congress have ignored, by delay, distortion, denial, deaths have been caused.
And another 1,421 people died Wednesday, pushing the 7-day average to over 1,000. Projected President-elect Joe Biden says he's not worried that President Donald Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before inauguration. Biden says he can't make national security decisions yet anyway, so he doesn't need it. However, Republican U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says if the president-elect is not invited into the briefings, he'll step in.
There's nothing wrong with Vice President Biden getting the briefings to be able to prepare himself and so that he can be ready. The president's already getting those. There's nothing wrong with the former vice president getting those. Kamala Harris is on the Intelligence Committee. She has all the clearances that she needs to be able to do that. There is no loss from him getting the briefings and to be able to do that. And if that's not occurring by Friday, I will step in as well and to be able to push him to say this needs to occur.
Tomorrow marks an auspicious anniversary. On November the 13th, 1970, a young Air Force officer from the coastal hills of Syria launched a bloodless coup. It was the latest in a succession of military takeovers since independence from France in 1946, and there was no reason to think it would be the last. Yet 50 years later, Hafez al-Assad's family still rules Syria. The country is in ruins from a decade of civil war that killed 500,000 people, displaced half the population, and wiped out the economy. Thousands in the Ethiopian capital participated in a blood donation program on Thursday in aid of soldiers pitched in conflict with armed forces in the country's Tigray region. The mayor of Addis Ababa, Adenek Abiebi.
The main aim of the blood donation program is to express our affection, our respect for our army.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News. VOA.